This Ethereum small cap altcoin has the potential to change the way that 8 billion people use the internet.
This is one of the biggest leaps forward in AI since ChatGPT, and nobody is talking about it yet.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Beanpod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
Views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be talking about one of the biggest leaps forward in AI development since the launch of ChatGPT, and it's being done by a small cap Ethereum altcoin.
When you find a small cap Ethereum altcoin in the midst of Ethereum altcoin season, especially when it's changing the way that 8 billion people around the globe will be utilizing the internet, you have to pay attention, because this is actually groundbreaking and nobody's talking about it yet.
Yeah, this is one of the coolest pieces of technology I've seen come out of the crypto market in a very long time. And the pitch is simple, right? Everybody around the world uses the internet, and most people are starting to use AI. But when you go to any website on the internet, how do you find something? You have to scroll through the website, look through the tabs. You're going to miss a lot of information, right? But what this project is building, and this is groundbreaking, is they're going to turn every single website into an interactive AI agent that you can talk to. So not only is it going to make you browse the internet a much more enjoyable experience, but you're not going to miss information, and you're going to be able to talk to and engage with every single website using AI. I honestly think this is the future.
Yeah, look, I think this could also be one of the biggest onboarding tools for crypto and into the world of DeFi. So think of it like this. You know how you hear about all these different like DeFi technologies, right? There's 15% APYs and you can enter this lending pool and you see people making all this money just through farming. It's like, how the heck do I even do this? It's so complicated. Well, all you have to do for this, what this application does, is literally speak into your microphone or into your web browser and tell it what you want to do on that website, and it'll automatically take care of all of it for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the cool part about it is not just going to talk to you like ChatGPT in words and stuff. It's going to create custom AI-generated visualizations with charts and workflows and diagrams. It's going to bring every website, which is obviously text-based, to life in a visual and AI-generated way. And I think, again, this is going to change not only the way that people use the internet, but I think it's going to make people a lot more efficient in research. And it has use cases for businesses and customers, which we will get into later in the episode. But the coolest part about this, and why we chose to bring this to you today, is because the opportunity, I think, lies with this small cap Ethereum altcoin that has built this technology. And again, like you mentioned, there just doesn't seem to be any buzz about this yet.
All right, this is where the big money is made, because when you look at how the liquidity flows through a bull market cycle, it starts with Bitcoin. What do we see? We saw Bitcoin rip to all-time highs. Then the liquidity flows into Ethereum. What are we seeing now? Ethereum is now outperforming Bitcoin. Over the past 30 days, it's up like 40%, while Bitcoin lags. After that, you're going to see liquidity flow into large caps and then ultimately small caps. So if you can position yourself in a small cap that is actually changing the way everybody uses the internet, you're positioning yourself for explosive gains, not financial advice. This is our opinion only and what we're doing and how we are personally investing, because we understand, having been around for multiple cycles, how the liquidity flows. So when Ethereum altcoin season hits, you need to be prepared, and this is the project.
For sure. So we're positioning ourselves in these legitimate Ethereum utility small cap plays before the masses catch on and before the liquidity switches from ETH to altcoins. So the one we're talking about today, it's, you know, again, this is one of the best looking new pieces of AI technology I've seen come out from any crypto project, let alone a small cap. And the name of the project is UIUI. The ticker is UI. UI as in user interface, right?
Okay, what UI is doing is they're building the agentic layer of the internet. And essentially what that does is it turns any website into an API and it turns it into an intelligent interface. So it understands exactly what you want. And there's a no-code solution for people who just want to tap into, you know, DeFi, complexities around maybe booking flights, et cetera. And the way I kind of positioned this earlier was there's so much money to be made in the realm of DeFi, right? So what you can do is you can go onto like DeFi Llama or you can go onto one of these, you know, lending pools and you can be like, hey, look, show me the top three DeFi yield farms over 15% APY and stake $500,000 in the safest one. What will happen underneath the hood is UI will handle everything. They'll fetch the data, they'll compare the risks and execute the transaction for you in real time, just using basic human language.
For sure. It's easy to understand, especially from like, let's just start with crypto specific use cases. You go onto all these crypto websites, DeFi Llama, CoinMarketCap, CoinGecko, DeFi strategies. There is just an unbelievable amount of information, stats, charts, comparisons, liquidities, TVL, blockchains. It's unbelievable. It's so easy for something to fall through the dust, fall through the cracks. You're going to miss out on some sort of opportunity, some sort of information, because a human brain cannot comprehend millions and millions of altcoins with millions and millions of prices and liquidities and DeFi strategies. It's out of control. The only thing that's going to be able to do that at a single click is AI and an AI agent. That's where UI comes in. They turn every website into an AI agent. I think it's honestly genius. I'm excited to try it.
Yeah.
And that's just from a crypto point of view, right?
Yeah.
You can see how this technology could be extrapolated to Web2 use cases, because if you're doing research on literally anything, if you're researching for an academic paper, a science paper, reading through all of these kinds of news articles, so social media, you name it. The amount of information in the world right now has reached just an unbelievable overload, which humans can't comprehend. So by turning websites into AI agents, which can digest everything, analyze things, and talk to us and show us graphs and visualizations, this is going to be the aha moment where internet use becomes a lot more efficient. You're going to save time. And I think the potentials for millions or billions of people to use the technology is real.
Yeah, look, the beautiful thing here is you don't need to understand the website itself. All you have to do is understand what you want to get from it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes it so simple. So there's the market potential here is absolutely massive. We have the consumer side, the enterprise side, and the developer side. So the consumer side, basically this default agent layer can get embedded into millions upon millions of websites. Things are the API revenue that can be generated for UI here. Then you have the enterprise SaaS and data tools and all those things. The efficiency gained could be worth billions upon billions of dollars annually based off of like how much, you know, these enterprises like to spend on this type of technology.
For sure. Yeah. So the UI token itself is going to be deeply ingrained into the ecosystem, something we always like to see, especially for small cap projects that are like self-funded and stuff like that. So I think what we're looking at here is the UI token. It's gonna work something like a ChatGPT model, where especially the start with ChatGPT, you could use it for free. But if you reach your daily limit requests. So UI, I think their plans are to actually bring out a Google Chrome extension, which can potentially turn any website into this AI agent thing. And you might be able to use it a little bit for free. But then if you want to use it a lot, you have to hold the UI token. And again, for businesses, if they want to implement this from their side, they might have to hold the UI token. So you're going to see the more people that use the UI interface, the more people that need to buy and hold the UI token. So we always like to see the token ingrained in the economy for, you know, price appreciation, which is why we think the token can go up. Of course, this isn't financial advice. There's no guarantees the token can go up. But if you think about it, it's looking pretty good.
All right, let's look at the roadmap here for UI because it is stacked full of catalysts. And when you understand exactly what they're doing, you can position yourself ahead of the massive move. So phase one, this is what they're currently in. They got the agentic layer that simplifies complex tools like CoinGecko, DeFi Llama, Dune Analytics, and all those things. Phase two, they have the smart contract agent that lets you talk to smart contracts like a human, right? That's all the stuff that you currently do in the DeFi world. Mm-hmm. Then you have phase three, the browser extension that becomes your personal assistant and executes complex tasks. So that's kind of like the Chrome extension. But I think what the aha moment, what's really going to maybe send UI to the 8 billion people around the planet is this phase 4 one. And that is a UI UI browser where every website automatically works through natural language. Mm-hmm. That is going to be like, you know, the people in the 90s who were the first people to control the web interface, like mm-hmm. Netscape, Internet Explorer, Chrome, and all those things. Yeah. I think that's going to be like the big, big moment for UI UI here.
For sure. I mean, we've personally spoken. You can see when you listen to this team that they know what they're doing. And a couple of those things I'm really looking forward to in the roadmap. One, the smart contract thing, because all the things that crypto projects do in their smart contracts, you can't read it if you don't know what you're doing with code and crypto. But if you could talk to a smart contract, you could actually find out what crypto projects actually do and how they actually work. So I think that's going to be pretty cool. Obviously, the Google Chrome extension and the browser could send this to extreme mass adoption. So when you look at UI, the token right now with a small market cap, it has tailwinds from Ethereum altcoin season, which is happening right now. We want to be positioned before the liquidity changes. It's undoubted that AI is the next big thing, and the integration with this AI technology with the internet could change the world forever. So for us, UI has to be one of the best looking utility small cap ETH altcoins on the market. Of course, if you guys have any other small caps you like or any questions about UI, let us know in the comments.
And you know what else makes it so great? Nobody's talking about it yet.
For sure.
Absolutely. Hey, make sure you guys tune to the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.